What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I'm here to set the record straight. It's 2018, friends. Long gone are the days of having to put down huge sums of money to purchase your very own home. For the veterans listening, a VA home loan is the way to go. No money down, and for those who are looking to purchase in rural areas, including the cities of Wetumpka, Deatsville, and Tallahassee, there are 100% financing options available. You heard me right, 100% financing. That's no, zip, zero money down. We at Alabama Home Mortgage also offer home purchase loans with as little as 3% down. Wait no longer. It's time to make the call to change it all. Take your first step towards home ownership by getting pre-approved for an Alabama Home Mortgage today. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223 or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
Get to Kohl's to save on beauty, essentials, and home. Take 20% off all beauty and fragrance during our Love Your Look beauty event. Pick up Nike hoodies for the family starting at $19.99. Save 50% on Carter's for baby. And Sonoma Goods for Life bath towels are only $8.99. Plus, take an extra 20% off when you spend $100 or more. And get Kohl's cash this weekend at Kohl's. Select styles. Offer valid September 20th through 23rd with promo code SAVING. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
And now, a page from the Diary of Flo.
Dear Diary, the ghost is back. This house is protected through Progressive, but that doesn't mean it's not haunted. How else would you explain that radiator-like clanking sound? Or the moon-colored light in the hallway that's gone by morning? Maybe he never bundled home and auto, and he's doomed to suffer an eternity without the savings.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive.
What was that wind-like sound? Oh, right, the wind.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
You can make a mistake on the air.
We had a very Darrison, let's go hit Terrace Tazen, let's go to the bit, they had the pit.
Let's go ahead, Terrace Station, let's go to the bit, they had the pit.
It was worth the white-knuckle ride. You were hysterical.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada. News Talk 93.1 FM. Riverside Chevrolet.
At 4.
Stand by for news.
Fox News Radio, I'm Rich Dennison. President Trump today announcing the identities of the first remains returned to the U.S. from North Korea.
In a tweet, the president wrote, Army Master Sergeant Charles H. McDaniel, 32, of Vernon, Indiana, and Army Private First Class William H. Jones, 19, of Nash County, North Carolina, are the first American remains from North Korea to be identified as a result of my summit with Chairman Kim.
Fox's John Decker at the White House. A temporary employee at a Rite Aid warehouse in Northern Maryland shot and killed three people this morning before killing herself. Witnesses say the 26-year-old woman started shooting after an argument in the break room. Several others were injured. Positive economic news resulting in a rally on Wall Street. The Dow Jones and S&P hitting record highs today. The NASDAQ gaining 78 points. Fox News, we report, you decide.
For shizzle. Hey. Today is National Gibberish Day.
Please, Billy, please, no gibberish tonight. Please, I beg you.
Well, a very, very heavy divertation tonight. We had a very Darrison bite, and let's go hit Terrace Chasen, let's go to the bit. They had the pit.
Sorry, Daddy.
Are you mad? Do you feel like Moose Kebab's right, Frannis? Get Frannis.
Right that, babe. Slide a piece of the pole to the drink side, run the job.
Y'all, as I say, inaction is not an option. We've got to shore up our economy. This is a crisis moment for America.
Look at here. I can dig grease and chomp it on some butter and drag it through the garden.
Now, who can argue with that?
That sounds like the Democrats behind closed doors, that last segment there. Let's see. A lawyer for Blasey Ford says she wishes to testify. GOP committee staffer interviewed Kavanaugh while Dems sat out, and blah, 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 blah. The ignorance on this is beyond monumental. Calling for an FBI investigation of what could be described at worst as very inappropriate teenage behavior, meaning he couldn't have possibly have learned a lesson from that or changed, and that's assuming it happened.
Exactly.
The way she remembers it, because apparently she was impaired. Now, I just put, I've got another thing ready to post on Facebook. A classmate of Ford Blase, Rosie, whatever her name is, who initially supported her, now says that it happened or not, I have no idea.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Hmm. Well.
So if she's, if this happened and she wants America to know, get on the GD television in front of the country, in front of Kavanaugh, tell us your story and submit yourself to cross-examination under oath. She won't show. Look at Bruce Orr's wife. Now they got to subpoena that bitch because she's totally in bed on the whole dossier thing. They should all be preparing to go to prison for lengthy sentences. But no, we're not going to go. I don't see the media demanding accountability there at all.
Treasonous.
John Kerry. What's he famous for saying?
In America, you have a right to be stupid.
You sure do, don't you?
You ought to know.
And what do we have here? An angry and frustrated Democrat and former presidential candidate and loser, John Kerry, not to be outdone by other unhinged Democrats, recently in a variety of venues, confessed that he had kept back-channel communications open with Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif, his former partner, in forging the so-called Iran deal. Kerry is seeking to reassure the Iranians that Trump's recent cancellation of the deal is felt to be a mistake by sober and judicious Washington establishmentarians, such as himself. Further, if the two such transnational professionals can maintain deep state negotiations apart and contrary to the current U.S. government, one day calm with Tehran will be restored by the likes of none other than John Kerry. The only reason there's any dissent in Iran has nothing to do with pulling out of that deal. It's got to do with the fact that Iranians are sick and tired of being prisoners in their own country.
You got it, just like North Koreans.
Yep. As Kerry put it in bureaucratic lingo, what I have done is tried to elicit from him what Iran might be willing to do in order to change the dynamic in the Middle East for the better. What this is doing is intimating to his pal in Iran that he has the power to negotiate on behalf of the U.S. government.
He's undermining the president and everything else.
And thank God for Marco Rubio, Terry, who has said, wait a minute here. I want this looked into.
Good.
This is not supposed to happen.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it's called sedition.
I believe you're right.
So he should be charged.
Mm-hmm.
He's admitted it. There's nothing to question here.
Exactly.
It's already public record. But you see, this is the difference between the two parties, because the Democrats do whatever the F they want because they know the media, with rare exception, will not challenge them or hold them accountable.
Exactly.
And so what? But we got a president who says, you know what? Maybe the rest of these gutless twits that call themselves Republicans are just going to cower. They're not going to vote for my Supreme Court nominee because they're afraid of what the Washington Post hates you anyway. So why do you care?
Exactly. We're past that.
They're never going to give you. Look at what happened to the late John McCain. New York Times, the maverick. Oh, this is the guy you got to be afraid of when he had 6% support in 2008. Oh, watch out for him. And they literally manipulated dim bulb Republicans to say, oh, yeah, he'd be a great candidate against that Obama fella. I mean, who's going to vote for a guy that's been in the Senate for 3 weeks? And we also, because once he got the nomination, then they turned on him, too. Mm-hmm. He never got it.
Oh, they all suck.
Yeah, they do. So why are we wasting our time talking about him?
Especially Rubio. Can't believe you praised him earlier. I heard it. I held my tongue until now. Yeah, when you're locking up John Kerry, throw Rubio in there.
For what? What did Marco Rubio do besides be cute? Good looking.
You know, I'm not going to let you trigger me. I'm going to handle this with grace
and dignity
and poise.
Poise. You had to throw that in there, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Poise.
Should we roll call today?
Absolutely.
I think you should, especially after
has to be done.
What just transpired here in the last few minutes.
Oh, Rubio's.
I don't know. I'm not real confident today.
It's Rubio gate in the studio.
There you go again, making excuses.
Hey, by the way, if you would like to be a Baumhauer's big shot, if you have an opinion on any
big
of this.
Baumhauer's bomb shot.
Exactly. All you need to do is call and say, I want in on the drawing. Nobody's going to make you go on the radio if you don't have anything to say today.
You don't have to talk about Marco Rubio. Unless you want to.
No, unless you have bad things to say. Call in 272-9228.
Sure. We will talk to Brent in about an hour about the spectacular day.
Spectacular.
In the markets. But I have a listener that asked me to ask a question about something that you know a little bit about. Mm-hmm. That we'll do when we talk to him. And that's coming up. It's hot. You know, Rich has told us that one of the reasons why summer is hanging in there, in part, is due to Florence came ashore and sat there, basically, in the same spot. And the systems, you know, around the country just kind of got stagnant. So the pause button was hit at 90-plus degrees, 100-plus degree heat indexes, and that's what we've been dealing with. Slowly, it's going to change. In the meantime, most of us have had air conditioning systems that have been highly taxed this summer. It might not be a bad idea to get yourself a Clark's Club membership, have them check your system out now, make sure there's nothing going on that could lead to failure where you'd have to replace the entire unit, and then get you ready for the fall weather coming in. They're the best at what they do. They are people that are thoroughly vetted. Thoroughly vetted. In other words, they will not hire anybody with a, you know, any kind of criminal past, that kind of thing. And they're also vetted as human beings. They're really astonishingly beyond awesome when it comes to customer relations. And then they're drug tested on an ongoing basis. And while that may seem laughable because the people they hire are not drug users, they do it just to be sure so they can tell you. The people we're sending into your home are people that you can trust. So if you want the best service and the best people to do it, call Clark's at 277-2125. Heating, air conditioning, and plumbing. They got you covered with priority service, rapid response when you need them. Or visit clarkcomfort.com, Alabama certification number 99004. As we welcome Randall, the
hysterical
Randall to the show.
And if you want the best in the business, you keep it on 93.1. I got to put my 2 cents in on the roll call. It's really taken away from your game on other shows. Like, you don't like going to traffic. You used to go walk. You know, you throw walka 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 in there. And now I'm beyond. You hadn't done it in a few days. It's kind of like, you know, you once you start losing touch of them buttons and you don't test yourself every day. I think you kind of lose sight of. While we listen.
Well, Randall, my honest-to-God fear is I don't want to be seen as a one-trick pony. I mean, the...
Waka, waka!
I use it once in a while, but if I did it every time, people would, I think, it find it tiresome.
I don't know. I guess put it to the vote. I mean, let the people decide.
It's a democracy, after all.
Yes, I say vote, let the people vote, but my vote is go back to doing it. And I mean, go back to feet first. I mean, all in and let people, I mean, I don't know. Joy, maybe, I don't know. Joy doesn't score so much. He, I mean, what is he going to do when he says, you know what I mean, when he wants to say 10, but he knows the people want to hear it again. You know what I mean? It's just he's in a bad spot, too.
Oh, no, I'll call 10.
After
he did the roll call today and he nailed it, he had a perfect score and he deserved that 10. I would definitely call 10 because he's pissed me off talking about Marco Rubio in that flattering manner. And he knows what he's doing. He's smirking right now, Randall. He's smirking because he knew he wanted to get
nice
a rise out of
Terry.
Me. Yeah, no, you were smirking.
No, not at all.
No, don't you play along with him, Terry. I know y'all have been friends for a while, but if you score perfectly today on the roll call, it's probably why you won't do it. I will give you that perfect 10 so you can be out of here.
Hey, y'all do got the same color hair. It's kind of the same texture.
I guess I need to feel both of them. Stop talking about Rubio that way.
So if I,
sorry, man.
Right, y'all. We'll see y'all.
If I get a 10, then I'm done. I can go.
Yeah.
Hello, Connie.
Hi, it's me again.
Hey, Connie.
I got several points I want to bring out. First of all, Ford, the accuser, is tied to a company that makes abortion pills.
Oh,
so, hello, this is about abortion and the baby killing industry. Secondly, the woman that claimed that, oh, we talked about it for days afterward, and then she recanted. But she made the statement, I felt empowered on Facebook, and I was sure it was probably did happen. I didn't know I'd have to provide details and defend it.
So she made it up.
Like, really? Yeah. Yeah, well, I didn't know I'd have to back up my claims.
There's no address. a couple of people that may or may not say, I don't know what, I didn't remember anything like that happening.
That's crazy.
Yeah, but the very idea that she didn't think she'd have to back up her claims, okay? There's a former Scalia law clerk who is saying, let's pray it's true because I get so tired of hearing that something's coming out. But he says that he has compelling evidence that's going to come out next week that will totally exonerate Kavanaugh.
Great.
And said he will no longer be a cloud over him.
Where did you find this information?
Let's see. There's Gateway Pundit. It was on Drudge. A couple of places.
I'll go to Gateway because I like them. I appreciate the heads up. I got to run. You want to be a Baumhauer's big shot?
I entered yesterday. But anyway, she's got the wrong guy. So I'm hoping that, you know, but they've already interviewed three supposed witnesses that were males that are saying they denied it. It didn't happen. I mean, it's falling apart on them.
Yeah, here we go. Christine Blasey Ford being advised by Obama-Clinton Democratic operative. What a surprise.
Yeah,
thank you, Connie.
That.
We appreciate your call. It's 419. We got to do traffic here.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. Impress your guests with the best. Formal Outings luxury restroom trailers are the perfect touch for outdoor weddings, receptions, family reunions, or parties. Go in style. Visit formaloutings.com.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Some stop-and-go stuff around South Boulevard, also a little bit on East Boulevard. Seeing a little bit of the same kind of stuff downtown on Madison around Ripley and on down by the Capitol. Some backed-up traffic. Otherwise, everything looking really good on the major roadways, Interstate 65 and 85. The Boulevard stop-and-go Atlanta Highway looking real good. Midtown Plaza has it all. Shop the Foot Locker, Sally Beauty, Boost Mobile, and more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85, a McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jeff Sanders. A man has died after a crash along Interstate 85 near Waugh in Montgomery County. The sheriff's office says a 51-year-old man was killed when a pickup truck hit other cars in traffic. Three others have minor injuries. Montgomery County Sheriff's officials have opened a death investigation after a person was found dead in the Waugh community on Wednesday. Authorities responded to the 12,000 block of Highway 80. They found a man dead inside what used to be Stinson's Grocery at the corner of Highway 80 and Marler Road. Foul play is suspected. The Alabama Hospital Association has launched a campaign to push for Medicaid expansion in Alabama. The hospital group said that expansion would provide health care coverage for 300,000 uninsured Alabamians, create 30,000 jobs, and $28 billion in new economic activity. And those are your news headlines. I'm Jeff Sanders. For your latest news, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and on ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Gulf Coast Supply, the most trusted name in metal roofing solutions for over 20 years. Learn more at GulfCoastSupply.com.
Rich Thomas.
Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have more hot days ahead, but gradually our rain chances will get a little bit better. For tonight, an isolated storm is not out of the question, but the rain chances are very small. Overnight low 73. Then for tomorrow, look for a hot and humid day with a high temperature around 93. Scattered hit or miss afternoon and evening storms here and there. And then over the weekend, storms will be widely scattered. Low 90s for a high. Both Saturday and Sunday, rain chances a little bit better by Monday and Tuesday. Stay on top of weather changes, including the tropics, plus access to all my videos and blog updates by downloading our free weather app. All you have to do is go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. It's the only weather app you need on your phone. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
I'm Stuart Vance, and we're raising money for American Cancer Society's Real Men Wear Pink campaign. Get a barbecue plate free with a donation every Friday in September from 11 to 1 at the Vance Law Firm.
Hey folks, Bruce with CTE Outdoor Power. Thank you for making this summer our best Hustler mower sales season so far. And now, in order to make room for the new 2019 Hustler models, I'm proud to announce our 2018 inventory clearance with discounts up to $2,000 on Hustler zero-turn mowers with two incredible financing options. Either $0 down and zero interest for 48 months, or no payment till April 2019. And hurry, this Hustler clearance sale is good while supplies last or until October 31st. And folks, remember, at CTE, you get excellent service after the sale. With our VIP package, not only do you get free delivery upon purchase, but as long as you own your mower, you get free pickup and delivery, our exclusive 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower. Why go anywhere else? CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
Hi, I'm Rick Peters, managing partner at Blue Water Broadcasting. We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
Hi, this is Danny with High Caliber Gun and Fun. November, we'll be celebrating 10 years of doing business in the River Region, and Blue Water Broadcasting has been an integral part of that 10 years. High Caliber Gun and Fun, we say we are a step above the rest, and Blue Water Broadcasting definitely is that step.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
I got David Little in the house from Tucker Pecan. Football season right here. You got everything ready to go?
Yeah, Bubba, we've got everything you need to tailgate, to throw a party, to just give a friend or a family member of Alabama and Auburn. We've got it at Tucker Pecan. We've got great jewelry. We've got great totes. We've got the clear purses you need to go to games. We've got all that at Tucker Pecan. Plus, if you need to just throw a big party, we've got the best dips and sauces you will find anywhere to make your party a success. And if that's not what you need and you need something else at Tucker Pecan, we've got the finest and freshest candies and pecans you will find anywhere. We have those made fresh daily. You know, Bubba, Christmas is not too far around the corner, and Thanksgiving. If you need some gifts for your friends and families, we've got those at Tucker Pecan Company.
Don't forget about the pecan pies either. Tell them where you're located.
We are located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
It's the 65th Annual Alabama National Fair, September 28th through October 8th at Garrett Coliseum. Join News Talk 93.1 and Blue Water Broadcasting at the fair. Win tickets. Come see us on the Midway in our booth. Meet the on-air personalities and play our free games. Get free admission to the fair Wednesday, October 3rd from 3 until 6 p.m. on Blue Water Broadcasting Day. Plus, over 60 thrilling rides on the mile-long Midway. We'll see you on the Midway at the Alabama National Fair, where News Talk 93.1.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And you know what? Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
I may as well go through it.
That sound good to you, Joey?
Yeah. Put your headphones on if you're going to be on this radio show, all right?
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Make your butt up!
You got to have
Pepperidge Farm remembers.
If you want to be with me,
do it live!
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing. You got to have something if you want to be with me.
Go back to ISIS.
We are now entering hell. Please keep your hands and elbows inside the car.
Uh-huh. Oh, my God.
hot.
It's too low to see.
I'm dying over here.
Get that finger out of your ear. You don't know where that finger's been.
Anybody care what this guy thinks?
No!
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Yeah, man.
And I'm not snuffing.
Hello!
Believe you me.
Bang, zoom.
Don't you remember I told you?
No.
Wearing any pants, film at 11.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
I don't want to look them straight in the eye. I don't want to tell them what a cheap, lying, no good, rotten, poor, flushing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blunt, sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, f***less, hopeless, heartless, fat, bug-eyed, stiff-legged,
nothing from nothing leaves nothing. You gotta have something if you wanna be with me.
Boobies.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
I kill you.
You gotta have something.
Yes.
If you wanna be with me.
Stupid, juvenile, stupid, asinine, and very stupid.
Oh, a funny man.
That's a lot about you.
Gotta have something.
Hey, speaking of people.
Well, it looks like you're going to be sticking around.
Yeah.
And I was nowhere near a 10.
It was good, though.
Nowhere near?
No, it was like a 9. It was still in the 9s.
I think it was 9.3, 9.4.
That's exactly what I was going to suggest.
It would have been close to a 10 if I hadn't left one of the buttons off.
Yeah, there was a little hesitation there.
And I had to cut the Chevy Chase ranch short.
I noticed.
Yay, fine.
Mm-hmm. But
you know, another day.
It. And why do we do it? That's
for
a
random,
long, lame-ass story that I don't have time to tell right now, because Doug's on the phone and he wants to talk to us.
Hey, Greg, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I would give it a little bit higher rating. I think his first name was Kevin. I know he's not with us anymore, but hey, where are the white women at?
Yeah, Kevin Pugh.
Yeah, I would get, I'm going to go way up to like a nine. 7.5, because I loved his calls and I hate he's gone, but I could tell he was a really loyal listener of your show, so I'm going to give it a 9.75.
He was. That was, you know, we've been around a long time, and when you do one thing in one place for a long time, you're going to see people come and go, and in many cases before their time, and he's one of many that we had to say goodbye to. I think he was only like 45.
Yeah.
And a reliably excellent caller and fun.
If you don't mind, I hope I'm not going to hurt your feelings. I don't have a question for you, but I have one or two for Terry. Is that okay?
You're making him cry, Doug.
I hear him cry.
No, go ahead, man. Of course.
Actually, the first one is more of an opinion, but it kind of starts with a question.
No, please. That's why Terry is here on Thursdays.
Great. Terry, did you see where Sessions has written a letter to two Supreme Court justices wanting their opinion on the constitutionality of him unrecusing himself so he can start prosecuting?
Yes.
Have you seen that?
Yes, I have, and it makes me happy.
Okay.
A lot of stuff is starting to come out that seems to verify the whole Q, Mueller's actually working for Trump, and this is all a setup to bring down the deep state. A lot of that seems to starting to come out, is what I'm trying to say, yeah.
Yeah, and there's a lot of people talking and testifying that, you know, is not anywhere that can be found. You know, Baker is one of the main ones.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that Bruce Orr is cooperating, and Lisa Page.
Oh, she spilled. Yeah, she's told him a lot.
Yeah, and I cannot believe that Loretta Lynch, apparently she's either working on a deal or she's got a deal and she's singing.
She didn't want to go to prison. She didn't want to go to prison.
Right.
Where did you hear that about Loretta Lynch? Because
yeah,
she's certainly complicit in this whole thing.
Yeah.
That's been all over the internet.
But just the phony FISA warrant alone should send Rod Rosenstein and all the rest of them right to the slammer.
Yeah, right, yeah. Okay, I've got one more question if we've got time. I'm
sure
you've got callers backed up. Okay,
sure.
So we were supposed to get our first ever some people are calling it a FEMA alert. Some people are just calling it, you know, the EMA. We're going to get that on our cell phones. It's supposed to be today.
Right.
POTUS pushed it to the 3rd. He wants to wait until after Kavanaugh has been confirmed.
Right.
We did, by the way, get a preview of that test.
Oh, okay.
One of the biggest events is happening right now.
You're fired.
I wish.
But anyway, so Terry, you having all of your inside knowledge, there's going to come a time to where I don't care if only a tenth of all of this comes to fruition. There's going to be such panic in D.C. Do you think that the president may use this? I know that October the 3rd, that's just going to be a test.
Do you think he may
use that to communicate to us?
Yeah.
Because the mainstream media... I mean, I think some of them are going to jump out of buildings. Literally.
They're treasonous. They are totally treasonous, totally controlled. Can't believe anything they say.
I would be happy to pave the cement that some of these media a-holes would be landing on if they were jumping out of
windows. I'll send them boxes of quick creed if they'll just do it.
I just hope that Loretta's going to flip on Hillary because that's the only one.
She already has. That's what I'm hearing.
Yeah. Really? That's awesome.
Yes.
Yeah.
We'll find out.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate the call, guys.
And, of course, you can understand why anybody would be reluctant to flip on Hillary because so many of them end up in cemeteries.
Exactly, and you get Arkansas-ed.
I like that. Fred!
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Hey, Terry.
Where the hell you been?
Just been batting about.
Batting about.
Yep. You know, this is something that I've thought for a really, really long time that Sessions is just laying in the background, really working up a strong case.
I hope so.
I'm finding that harder and harder to believe. But
me too. I believed it at the beginning, but I don't know. Go ahead, Fred.
Kenny hit me with something the other day, my wife, and she's not really very political, so it was kind of like made me go, huh.
Yeah, my wife does that too. Go ahead.
Yeah, Sessions was appointed by Trump. He works at the pleasure of the president.
Correct.
If Trump was so upset with him and so, you know, unhappy with him, why ain't he candid?
Yeah, it's an act.
Right. That's what I'm praying, man, because I got so much faith in Sessions. I would, or I had, and I would like to maintain it, because, I mean, he was a great senator for us.
He's a Boy Scout.
Why would he just, you know, go up there and sit on his laurels and not do anything?
Well, if you believe the QAnon thing, this is all a setup. The thing that scares me is the only way this is going to happen is martial law. There's going to be military tribunals. They're going to have to shut the country down. Martial law. That scares me.
Well, because we know that the crazies will do whatever they have to do. They're ready to... Look what they're doing now. They're in Grassley's office today, you know, chanting, and we believe her, and yeah.
And I don't understand why the police keep getting called back. You know, they won't let them do their jobs. Arrest these people.
Well, it's the same thing they did out at Berkeley, you know.
Exactly.
You know, let them do what they're going to do in Baltimore and other places. That's step crazy. Back and let them have the room.
Yeah. It's crazy. I disagree with that.
Right. Well, all right, fellas, I was just going to bounce that off of you because it made me kind of scratch my head and go, well, you know, you might have a point there.
We'll see.
We appreciate your call. Thank you. Here is Ritz.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Hey, Ritz.
All this deep state stuff, and I hope that this is going to end up being the second or the revival of our republic.
God, I hope so.
And that in the end, the people that are responsible for crushing this internal coup that we are experiencing become revered in the eyes of history,
like the founding fathers.
And at the least, it's going to make one hell of a movie.
You better believe it.
Yeah.
Well said.
That's a movie I want to see, especially the gory details behind the scenes of all these little evildoers trying to manipulate the media and people. And
I'm doing a good job.
It's going to be a fascinating, fascinating story.
Yeah,
but unfortunately, right now, it's too scary to be fascinating.
I know it is.
Well, we appreciate the call, Rich. You want to be a Bob Myers Big Shot?
I would be honored.
Month and date of birth?
12/25.
All righty. We appreciate the call.
Christmas.
All right. Speaking of Christmas, we're about to talk to you because I believe we are about 94 days away. from the big day.
You know, every year, Greg, we have this conversation, and yeah. next thing you know, boom, it's layaway time. I mean, it's amazing how yes. fast the clock is ticking.
So let's talk about Adams Motorsports and what people can lay away for that ultimate Christmas gift to the gang.
Oh, yeah. We got everything on sale right now. We usually have everything on sale, but the manufacturers step up to the plate. And what they do is they buy down the lending criteria through our lenders. And so what that means, if your credit's not perfect, and maybe you tried to buy a bike a couple of years ago and you had some stuff on there and it kept you from buying it, well, chances are now you can get approved because the manufacturers have kind of stepped in and helped you with that. So that being said, we got super low interest rates. We got rebates up to $2,000 on select Ninjas. We got rebates on mules. We got rebates on jet skis. We've got rebates on everything. And, of course, Polaris, they own the off-road. They have the largest market share in ATVs and side-by-sides, everything. We have the Rangers on sale. We have the Razors on sale. We have their ATVs on sale. You have to understand, Polaris changed the landscape of ATVs because they were the first ones to come out, number one, with the fully automatic transmission, two, with the on-demand all-wheel drive, which only works when it needs to. It knows when you're losing traction and automatically engages the front. It's the only machine that does it. They have a patent on it. They have fully independent suspension, long travel, high ground clearance, unreal. That's why they'll go places other machines won't go. We have super low interest rates on those, big rebates. Polaris, it's amazing. When you own that particular segment, you don't have to do this stuff, but they do it anyway. So take advantage of it. With Suzuki, we have GSXR's, got the new 18s in, the 1000, which is winning all the races, got those guys in. You know, everything's on sale, and we sell fun. It's kind of the way we look at it.
And there's a lot of it. And, again, you know, you want to get in on the sly and get ahead of Christmas with Terry. He'll be your secret Santa.
Absolutely. We'll lay it away for you. We'll stick it in the warehouse. Nobody will touch it. And when you get ready to pick it up a couple of days before Christmas, we'll have a big red bow on it, and you'll be the hero.
Adams Motorsports is at 528 Northeastern Boulevard, the bypass at Acklow, and 24/7 at adamsmotorsports.com.
Dot common. I like that.
Sorry, but I just had a moment. Same. Really worked myself to a frazzle with that roll call.
Yeah.
Well, you were under a lot of pressure.
I mean, it wasn't completely in vain.
It's 4:39. We have traffic, Fox Business, and Rich's forecast.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Things are looking real good as we get around to the 4 o'clock hour now. No problems on the Haunted Highway this afternoon. Much unlike it was this morning, it was really crowded out there. The Boulevard and Atlanta Highway are looking real good. The rest of 85 is clear. 65 is a speed limit ride, and the 31s look good. Midtown Plaza has it all. Shop at the Foot Locker, Sally Beauty, Boost Mobile, and more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85, a McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
I'm Stuart Vance, and I'm helping to fight breast cancer in our community. Join me each Friday in September between 11 and 1 at the Vance Law Firm for a free barbecue plate with a donation to the American Cancer Society.
Rallying with the Dow and S&P 500 closing at record highs. Among the gainers today, big technology companies, with the Dow closing up 251 points, NASDAQ up 78, S&P 500 up 23. And you can add Nike to the list of retailers bouncing back this year after worries about the rapid rise of e-commerce hurt the group in previous years. So far, Nike shares are up 35% this year. Nike shares are erasing their drop from early September when the company faced backlash for using former NFL player Colin Kaepernick at the center of an advertising campaign. And Amazon making moves to stay ahead of its rivals and unveiling new versions of its Echo Dot and Echo Plus, as well as new devices such as a smart microwave, a device for the car called the Echo Auto, and an Echo Wall Clock. The e-commerce giant is making a bigger push into the home audio space and introducing devices with more powerful audio. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Hillary Barsky.
Email phishing attacks cost businesses billions annually in real cash, data loss, and brand damage. Phishing emails are hard to detect because the messages appear to be legitimate to unsuspecting employees. Introducing Barracuda Fish Line, a groundbreaking cloud-based solution designed to help employees recognize sophisticated email phishing attacks through interactive training reinforced by continuous simulation. Transform your employees from a liability into a line of defense. Go to barracuda.com/PL to learn more.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com. Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas
Weather. Hi, everybody. We have more hot days ahead, but gradually our rain chances will get a little bit better. For tonight, an isolated storm is not out of the question, but the rain chances are very small. Overnight low 73. Then for tomorrow, look for a hot and humid day with a high temperature around 93. Scattered hit or miss afternoon and evening storms here and there. And then over the weekend, storms will be widely scattered. Low 90s for a high both Saturday and Sunday. Rain chances a little bit better by Monday and Tuesday. Stay on top of weather changes, including the tropics, plus access to all my videos and blog updates by downloading our free weather app. All you have to do is go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. It's the only weather app you need on your phone. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River Region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
What's our story? Well, it's not a very long story yet. We just got married.
I love working with newlyweds. Every next chapter is brand new and exciting.
Newlyweds. I still can't believe it.
And now we're buying a house. What are we doing? Thank goodness for Max, our awesome financial institution.
They had a lot on their minds already. Like I said, everything is so new. So it was my pleasure to talk them through Max's loan information and their best deals on mortgage rates.
It was so simple. Our mortgage originator was so knowledgeable and nice throughout the process.
We like to keep it simple. And Mr. and Mrs. Thomas were a joy to work with. I can't wait to see what their next chapter has in store.
I know. Maybe you could help us with a home improvement loan for a nursery?
Wait, what?
Come see us. We'd love to hear your story. Max, smart money made simple. Certain restrictions apply for qualified borrowers. Equal housing lender, NMLS number 410580.
Viva Medicare was ranked by U.S. News & World Report as the best Medicare Advantage plan in Alabama in 2018. This couldn't have happened without the help of our amazing members. So join us for Member Appreciation Day at your local Viva Health Cafe on Eastern Boulevard on September 26th from 10 a.m. till 12 noon. Viva Medicare members can get their flu shot, and there will be plenty of food, prizes, and fun. Call 334-272-8882 to reserve your spot.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
You're traveling through another dimension. A dimension of only sleight of hand, but no mind. A journey into a dubious land whose boundaries are that of imagination. The signpost up ahead warns of a sharp turn to the left. You've just entered the liberal zone.
And will that be all for you today?
No! Give me all your money!
Here, take it all! Take it, please, please! My gift to you!
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, this security camera videotape clearly shows the defendant, John Taylor, robbing the grab-and-go market at gunpoint. Your Honor, I rest my case.
Just a moment. Did you have permission from the defendant to videotape him?
Well, no, Your Honor.
I'm afraid I'll have to disallow this videotape to be used against the defendant, since you willfully violated his constitutional right to privacy in public places. Case dismissed.
Excuse me, Your Honor. What constitutional right to privacy in public places?
Oh, don't you know? It's all the rage in France right now. In fact, just the other day, I was talking to my good friend, Judge Pierre Fragois, and he said...
Brian Jones, a lonely city prosecutor, has just had his world turned upside down by a crazy judge with a living constitution. Something which only makes sense in the liberal zone.
That's
This story, I'm going to put it on Facebook, and it's so typical, and it speaks to the naivete and the imbecility of those who still think Obama was a great president.
I don't really
cared about them. First Lady Michelle Obama has a piece of fiction out. What's the name of that stupid book? Well, anyway, she's doing a book tour. But if you want to see her, because she's making stops in auditoriums.
Personal appearances.
You got to pay $29.95 to get in and buy the book. And then if you want to actually have a floor seat and a one-on-one meeting, you'll pay as much as $3,000.
Well, it's a nice gig if you can get it.
Yeah, for what? I find it hysterical that people think she would make a great president.
It scares me.
Anyway, it says, for Obama's fans on social media, this came as quite a shocker. Why? Don't you understand? First of all, these two have become incredibly wealthy post-presidency.
Oh, yeah.
And I have no problem with that. You know, I want everybody to make the money they can. But we must remember that this is the guy that lectured the rest of us. Whoa, I think at some point you made enough money. Apparently, like everything else, like all liberal bullshit, it's not for me, it's for thee.
That's right, hypocrisy.
So why would anybody... I mean, how much of this do you need to see before you realize, man, we were snookered. We were taken in. Obama, $500 for a ticket and signed book at Becoming Michelle Obama event at Philly's Wells Fargo Center. $2,750 to $3,000 for a one-on-one meet and greet photo.
You know, Greg, what kills me is they're all over Trump about this collusion with Russia. What about what the open mic called Obama telling the Russian guy?
Nobody remembers that.
Of course.
That's conveniently forgotten that he said, tough lad, I'll have more flexibility.
Yeah.
You can bend me over a little further in my second term.
And it's not if I get reelected, it's when I get reelected. I think that's important.
Yeah.
He knew he was going to go back in.
And isn't it odd? It's almost as if Mitt Romney deliberately helped him get reelected because at one point Mitt was legitimately ahead of him.
You've got
to remember that Obama's approval is about the same as Trump's, except Obama hadn't accomplished anything for the country.
Exactly.
That's the mystifying part.
And
you thought about 4 years.
He had the media on his side, and Trump doesn't.
No. In fact, 90% plus of his coverage is negative.
Exactly.
He gets credit for absolutely nothing.
It's amazing what he's done.
And yet, today, our economy hit new record highs.
I love it.
The stock market soaring, and it's not just rich people that benefit. Retirees who have their money in stock portfolios that they're going to live on.
That's
great
right.
news for them.
Exactly.
And so if it gets to 27,000, let's be...
Well, I mean, the Democrats are going to have to convince their voters not to like money. And that's going to be hard to do.
Oh, well, I mean, they never admit that. But that's what they advocate, you know, there's... As Obama himself said, at some point you made more than enough.
I had a traffic update called in.
Oh, well, then let me get that on the radio quickly.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
Yes, there is a bad accident at the intersection of Redland Road and Fire Tower Road.
Fire Tower.
Fire Tower and Redland Road.
I know that intersection. I'm trying to think.
That is just south of Mulder. Memorial.
Is that the one you veer off of going up the hill?
Yes.
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, Mulder Methodist Church is just the north. And Dozier is right next to that.
Yeah, yeah, that's a bad spot.
Yeah, so wreck right in that area, be careful.
This morning was crazy. I mean, we were getting calls right and left from first an overturned truck and the people couldn't get off Day Street to get on 85. Then there was another wreck on 85 out by Pike Road that involved 7 cars. Traffic got backed up to Prattville from downtown. It just was one crazy-ass thing after another all morning long.
Crazy morning.
We were outside investigating.
Yes.
traffic was moving well behind the building, but we were noticing finally something that I haven't seen too many of, clouds. Clouds, in fact, it looked like they might be actually bearing some rain, so we thought we'd check the live and fear Doppler.
Mm-hmm.
And there are some green dots. Most of it is south and west of Montgomery and moving away more towards the northwest. It doesn't look like there's maybe but one tiny little dot that might hit the metro area. But it's just nice to see something on the radar.
Yeah, really.
And the current temperature at Montgomery International Airport, 94 degrees.
94 degrees.
As we approach 5 in the afternoon, that's mighty hot.
That's very hot.
I do have to say, having recently used the Montgomery Airport,
mm-hmm.
great place.
Oh, it's a wonderful airport.
It goes very smoothly.
There was a little debate about that going on today about flying out of Montgomery or driving to Atlanta. I do not see the point, the risk of driving the 3 hours or whatever it takes to get to Atlanta. Roz likes to do it. I'm not her boss. I don't tell her how she's supposed to travel.
Sometimes it's cheaper, right? Mm-hmm. It depends on where you're going.
Birmingham can be a lot cheaper.
Oh, yeah, no, that's true. Because I actually checked out flights from Birmingham to South Florida, and I could make a round trip on Southwest for under $200.
Yep.
It's cheap.
And that's really not that bad of a drive.
No, it's not. It's easy. You just got to go to the other side of Birmingham to get to the airport.
Yeah, don't go right up 65 right into the heart of Birmingham. It's a pain in the ass. They're doing construction now, too, apparently. One of the guys who was at the New Orleans bachelor party said it's a nightmare.
Well,
he lives up there.
I probably won't be flying anywhere anyway.
I don't think I'm ever going to fly again.
I really enjoy. I mean, it was quick and painless. It was a smaller plane, American Eagle, under American Airlines from Montgomery to Washington, D.C. to Reagan. But it was easy. Very, very
that
easy.
That was a nonstop, right?
Nonstop, direct to D.C., and I'll just say it, the round trip was $280.
That's all? That's a good price.
Yeah.
That's
cheap.
Yeah, that's a decent price.
And other trips were more expensive with layovers in, like, Baltimore and stuff. It's a great deal if you... And that
did
one
you have
and
to
one
pay for your bag?
Yes.
See,
but
that
I only had one.
What? When did it suddenly become necessary for us to have to pay for our luggage? I moved half of my crap from Chicago on a plane. And they didn't charge me an extra dime for any of it. They just put it on. It was a jumbo jet. They had room for it.
We complain a lot, especially after 9/11, with the airlines and the airports. But if you keep in mind that prices have continued, even though you got to pay for the bag, prices on tickets have stayed down and are lower than what they used to.
Yeah, the only time they got a little crazy was back in 08 when gas was over almost 4.5 a gallon. And aviation fuel was $7 a gallon.
Yeah,
so prices were pretty whacked out then, but they have come down.
But you know, Greg, back when you were moving back to Chicago, that was back when you got on a big plane, you could smell the food cooking in the galley. You had the metal utensils to eat your food. That was great.
And as soon as the wheels started to come up into the belly of the plane, you could light your cigarette.
Yep.
And
I don't understand, by the way, why people... Like, I'll take a water usually, or maybe if it's a long flight, I'll take an alcoholic beverage. When the flight attendant comes by, I almost said stewardess. but
can't say that.
When people are like, would you like some cookies or some peanuts? No. Get your crap cookies away from me.
No, they're shortbread cookies.
They're
good.
Oh, God. We've actually ordered them, found out what they were and ordered them.
Are they actually
They come
good?
In a red plaid package because they're like from Scotland.
Yeah, just look like nonsense
to
me.
No, they call them biscuits.
Well, apparently there's some science to serving food at that altitude.
Well, there's that, but you know what? I don't think I've ever had a really great Diet Coke on a plane. I think something happens at altitude that changes the molecular structure. The ice doesn't last. They turn into watery crap, really quick.
I just go with water. That's what I did.
Bottle water.
4:55 on News Talk 93.1 FM. We got to call El Jalisco before the show's over.
Oh, of course.
Let me make a quick mention for a great business that we're proud to have as a sponsor, and that is Gulf States Mobility in Wetumpka.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
They do amazing things. They're restoring choices of lives that have been harmed. And every time we hear about one of these serious wrecks, there may be somebody coming out of one of those accidents, like our buddy, who did the mile marker. Was it 109? What's the name of that? I've got the thing here somewhere. I've held the information. Donnie Davis. His life dramatically changed.
I think it was mile marker 113, I believe.
Yeah.
We'll figure it out.
But there's a guy. I mean,
marker 13.
It can happen so fast. All of a sudden, you're looking at a vastly reconfigured life. And what do you do? Do you want to feel helpless, or do you want people on your team who can help restore choices to you, re-empower you? That's what Gulf States Mobility's goal with each and every client. It requires an individualized approach, which means they assess the situation and immediately begin the process of making your home safely accessible. That if it requires chairlifts for your stairway, because on top of dealing with the aftermath of an accident or some other trauma, having to move from the house you love because of that makes it all the worse. And it's overwhelming. It's tough enough to work around a disability, whether it's temporary, permanent. Gulf States Mobility is there to restore choices, including the driving choice for some who were told they would never drive again, now can, thanks to voice command technologies. They do great work. Fantastic work. 1647 Coosa River Parkway in Wetumpka. Their number is 514-6590. We always ask an appreciation of your own ability to go where you want to go, when you want to go. Look them up on Facebook and like them. Gulf States Mobility, Wetumpka.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Not much going on out on the roadways this afternoon. I do see a little bit of heavy traffic right around Jackson Ferry Road and southbound lanes of the Northern Boulevard. Everything else looking pretty decent. Seeing some stop-and-go stuff all around the boulevard. That'll be at your major intersections and in the downtown area from Ripley Street all the way on down into the downtown area where you come back to I-65. Folks getting out of work and heading home there. Got things gummed up a little bit in the downtown area. If you can dream it, Reinhardt Toyota Used Car Super Center can make it happen. Get your perfect car, truck, or SUV at Reinhardt Toyota Used Car Super Center. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
I'm Stuart Vance, and we are raising money for American Cancer Society's Real Men Wear Pink campaign. Get a barbecue plate free with a donation every Friday in September from 11 to 1 at the Vance Law Firm.
Can I help you?
Yeah, I'm Bill.
Yeah, Bill. My uncle tells me you check out houses for electrical safety. My wife, she worries.
Well, women do tend to worry, don't they?
Actually, a lot of people worry, for good reason. Each year, over 65,000 American homes suffer a fire due to an electrical problem. To make sure you're not a victim, call Crosby Electric, your exclusive provider of CurrentSafe, the world's foremost home diagnostic system.
Mm-hmm. What's that, Bill?
A divining rod. It can spot electrical shorts inside your walls.
It can.
Technicians at Crosby Electric use special high-tech equipment to check your hidden wiring, panel box, light switches, and electrical outlets to scientifically pinpoint the location of